The picture becoming much clearer. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Last week's seasonal temperatures allowed evidence of the extreme cold weather during the week ending April 8th to become more measurable. Crops in most areas were damaged more severely than previously thought, as reflected in the condition ratings, which dropped across the board.
State statistician Deborah Kinnerson commenting this week after further assessments on the condition of crops after that devastating Easter weekend freeze.
A lot of our wheat growers are faced with the decision to try and salvage their crop for grain or cut it for hay. Others, unfortunately, fear that they've lost their total crop and are deciding whether to replant to another crop. A large number of our corn acres have already been replanted, and more acres are expected to be replanted over the next several weeks.
Well, fortunately for many corn producers, they've had great weather since the freeze to begin replanting much of their corn crop. And actually, the Statistics Service says farmers are more on pace for normal planting times now. As for the fruit crops, they were severely hit as well, but many strawberry producers fared better than they first thought, including Jimmy McCulley of White County.
Yeah, I thought we would lose all of them because usually 26 degrees is as low as you can go when you're pumping water without row covers. And we got down 17 Friday night and 17 Saturday night. We cranked our pump up. I called and talked to the irrigation specialist, and he said crank the pump up, start putting out all the water you could. And that's what we did, and we was fortunate that we come out with what we come out with.
McCulley has 3 acres of strawberries and thinks they only lost about 5 to 10% of the crop, and they've actually already started picking. And you can call 931-761-2971 for directions to the farm or visit picktnproducts.org for growers in your area. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.